talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. As we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show, which will be opening up shortly at the North Charleston Convention Center. It's been a great weekend so far. We had a fantastic crowd yesterday for free admission on Friday, including the home show party from 6 to 9, and it's a great show so far, and we want you to come out today and tomorrow. Today's show hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sunday show hours are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we've got a great lineup of great freebies going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show, including the Carrie Underwood-inspired celebrity designer room. That's very, very popular. We had a huge crowd checking that out. The Carrie Underwood celebrity designer room was designed by interior designer Andrea Dussault of Stripe Lemon Interior Design. So big, big thanks to Andrea Dussault for doing that. It's a beautiful room. You may have heard about it before. Come check it out. It's part of your $9 admission to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show today. We've got a great lineup of seminars taking place today. We had a great lineup yesterday. At 11 a.m., enhance your landscape. At noon, designer stories, and these designer stories are tied in with our current issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, where we did a nice feature on interior designers, and we asked them to tell us their stories about the projects that are in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And so many of these designers are taking us up on our invitation to go ahead and present a seminar tied into the project that they have in the magazine. So at noon, we've got Sweetgrass Living is going to be talking about her designer stories, and then Demi Ryan Interiors at 1 o'clock, again, part of the designer stories. Imagine Home at 2 o'clock, part of the designer stories feature. At 3 o'clock on today, CK Design Group will be talking about their project. At 4 o'clock, we've got Secrets of a Garden, presented by Linda Greenberg, with Linda Greenberg Landscape and Design, and also landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. But again, if you're just joining us, we've show hours today. The show opens at 10 a.m. and it ends at 6 p.m. today on Sunday. The show opens at 11 a.m. And right off the bat, we've got the Do's and Don'ts When Painting Your Home seminar. And that's presented by Wade Paint Company at noon. The 12 Commandments of Construction, presented by Kevin Kalman, general contractor with Kalman Construction. Sunday at 1 o'clock, How to Have a Healthy and Eco-Friendly Home. This is a panel discussion. Also, and then at 2 o'clock, Window Treatments Made to Wow. At 3 p.m., Designer Stories with interior designer Andrea Dussault with Stripe Lemon Interior Designs. And she's going to be talking about the project that she has featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine. But I wanted to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors: Advanced Window Fashions, Fix It 24/7, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Crosby Creations, Grill Masters of Charleston, New Age Contractors, Owners Incorporated, Pineapple Pool and Spa, Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair, Shelf Genie of Charleston, and for the home show party last night, our sponsors were Coastal Stone Flooring and Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And we've got free parking all weekend long, sponsored by Delaware Elevator of the Lowcountry and Wade Paint Company. So once again, the Charleston Home and Design Show will be opening up in just a little bit at 10 a.m., show hours go until 6 o'clock today, and then on Sunday, show hours are 11 a.m. to 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Admission both today and tomorrow is only $9, and parking is free. When you get here, you'll want to sign up for our big $2,000 furniture package giveaway from Siwa Furniture and Design. And once again, this is a $2,000 furniture package that one lucky local will be winning. So you might be the one. And, you know, we usually have about 3,000 people who come through the show throughout the weekend. Just think, those are pretty good odds, 1 in 3,000 or so, that you might be the one that wins the big $2,000 prize. But and for today's radio show, we're going to be talking to some of our sponsors. We'll be talking with Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors, Michael Current with Fix It 24/7, Steve Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, and Jonathan Martin with Delaware Elevator of the Lowcountry, and finally, George Dempsey with Preferred Appliance. But the Charleston Home and Design Show, we have, if you're looking for A-list contractors that are ready to get to work for you, they're motivated, they've given up their weekend to come to take their showrooms and set up shop here at the North Charleston Convention Center. So this is the time, in the amount of time that it takes you to maybe go to a movie or go out to dinner, you can come to the Charleston Home and Design Show and make all the contacts you need. A lot of people will kind of go from one booth to the next, depending on their need. They'll talk to the vendors and get business cards. And then they have a call list. They know exactly who they're going to be talking to. They can call to get their questions answered about their projects. And we've got free design consultations with architects and interior designers going all day from noon to four today and from noon to four on Sunday. So if you'd like to get a free design consultation, You can come to the show and sign up, or go to or call 843-577-7652. And all the information you need is at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Don't miss the Charleston Home and Design Show going on today and tomorrow. And talking to us now are Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors. And we're very proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Junior and Kate?
Good morning,
good.
Tim.
How are you?
Just fine, just fine. Hey, take a moment and tell all our listeners about New Age Contractors.
New Age Contractors, we are a residential and commercial general contractor. We do exterior work. We do interior work. We do everything from small service work, repairs in the home or business, up to bathroom remodels and kitchen remodels, all the way up to restaurant remodels and full rebuilds and additions on residential homes.
Gotcha.
We like to say that if we do everything from the top of the property to the bottom and underneath. So we're a one-stop shop.
Gotcha. Well, very good. Very good. Well, New Age Contractors, for anyone who's ever come to our shows in the past, you'll be handed a bag at the entrance, and typically that is a bag that has New Age Contractors logo on that. So thanks so much to New Age Contractors for providing all the bags that homeowners will be getting when they enter the Charleston Home and Design Show. So appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Yep. We're happy to do it.
Gotcha. Well, so what will New Age Contractors be have on display, and what will you folks be talking to homeowners about at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
When it comes to homeowners, we'll be helping them get their, whatever their project may be, getting it planned and getting it started. We handle everything from the selections of plumbing and tile or flooring or fixtures or windows and doors, whatever their project may be. And we walk them through the build process, the design, everything from demo to the build back and then the finishes. That's mainly our focus. We never know what folks are going to say when they walk up or what project they have in mind, but we do so many different things. There's pretty much no one that walks up to our booth that we can't help in some way.
Is there ever a job too small, or what's your best for you, for New Age Contractors, what's the best type of project for you to take on?
We take on just about anything. We have service guys that run around on a daily basis will come to a residence and install the ceiling fan or do small projects or something, anything that you need done. And then we have other crews that'll be on your job for, you know, a couple months building additions or doing bathrooms or kitchens over. Our bread and butter is larger remodel stuff. But as folks become customers and we work in your home, we get asked to do all kinds of things, large and small. So there is no job too small for us.
Good. That's great. That's great. Well, New Age Contractors, you folks have got three booths at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Two of them for New Age Contractors, and what's the third booth for?
That's going to be one of our new services, and that's going to be dumpsters. It came to fruition that we became our own biggest customer. We use dumpsters all the time, and now we have quite a fleet of them. And now we are extending that service to our existing customers and to new folks. We have three or four different sizes of dumpsters. We handle residential trash and commercial trash and even concrete. We can get rid of all that stuff. We offer same day service, pick up and drop off, everything. We have everything that you would expect. Everybody's got trash, right?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on the new venture and good luck with it. And I'm sure there will be we have lots of building professionals and obviously lots of homeowners that will be needing those dumpsters at some point down the road. But we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to make sure to stop by New Age Contractors booth to talk with those folks. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach New Age Contractors?
You can reach us by phone, by email, website, Facebook. There's just about every way you can think of to get in touch with us.
Gotcha. Okay. And do a internet search for New Age Contractors.
Correct.
Okay. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Junior Newell and Kate Forseer with New Age Contractors, and we're so proud to have New Age Contractors as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Michael Current with Fix It 24/7. And Fix It 24/7 is one of the, we're very proud to say, is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Michael?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
Good. Michael, take a moment and tell everyone about Fix It 24/7.
Yes, thank you. So Fix It 24/7, we provide heating and cooling services as well as plumbing services in the Charleston and surrounding areas.
Gotcha. Very good. And I'm curious how that name, Fix It 24/7, how that came about.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. So it just like it said, we say in the name, we fix it, and we're 24/7, so we're here to service the community as their needs arise.
Very good, very good. Well, tell our listeners what makes Fix It 24/7 different from other heating and air companies.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So several things separate us, but the primary thing is that on our maintenance services, so we have a large membership base, and we service their heating and cooling and plumbing equipment twice a year. And in our maintenance services, we don't just check the electrical portions or just, do a quick run through on our maintenance. We actually pull the motors out, we clean the system. What we know is that dirt, dust, and debris are the number one killers of systems in regards to heating and cooling systems. Therefore, we believe it would be a disservice to not clean the systems thoroughly. And that's a big separator from many of the other competitors in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And, some people there, I think there are some heating and air companies that like to do these service agreements because they know that their technicians will find something wrong and will add that to the work order for that particular address. Is that the same kind of approach that Fix It 24/7 finds, or can homeowners trust that, you're not going to be adding on services that are not needed?
Absolutely. So our goal is to never add repair services or replacement services that are not warranted. So if we're performing a maintenance service, many times it's just that. So we're just maintaining the system as it is. There are, however, times where we come upon repairs that are needed that will extend the life of the system. And at that point, we will diagnose and recommend those repairs to the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you say to a homeowner that might say, I'm not going to do service agreements. I'll just call a company when my system breaks down.
Sure. We service many customers in the area that are not on our membership program, and we service them just the same. So whether their system is not cooling or not heating, we're still going to be out there the same day and provide the services needed to get their system up and going.
All right, great. And, you know, I can throw in a quick plug for Fix It 24/7. You folks have been out to our house, and the technician, interestingly enough, he found a leak in a gas pipe that was underneath the HVAC equipment, and it had rusted, and there was a pinhole leak, and we probably never would have even known that had the technician not pointed that out. So,
well,
you know, that's a real life story, and definitely something that we appreciated greatly from Fix It 24/7. But
great.
What we want everyone to come out and visit Fix It 24/7 at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th. And in the meantime, what's the best way to reach you folks?
Yeah, so one easy way that many customers find us is on our website. You can go right on the website, and if you're interested in a service, you can book online. Another easy way is to just call us directly. And that phone number is 843-305-6494.
And does Fix It 24/7, when last time I talked to you folks, you had an in-house 24-hour call center. Is that still happening?
Yes, we have call service that's around the clock.
Well, that's great. That's definitely when your heating or your air conditioning goes out, you want someone to answer the phone because you're looking for a solution. So that's good to hear.
Absolutely, especially with the cooler weather that's coming. The phones are ringing at all hours, and we're very busy, but we're glad to be.
Well, good deal. Well, we are very proud to have Fix It 24/7 as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We've been talking to Michael Current with Fix It 24/7, one of the sponsors. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Just fine. Just fine. We're very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So thanks so much to Atlantic Bedding and Furniture for being a sponsor, Steve.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. This is our third year in a row now doing the home show with Charleston Home Design. We always have a great time, meet a lot of great people, and it's just a fantastic event that we're happy to be a part of.
Well, that's great. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, we just celebrated our 17th anniversary here in the Lowcountry. We're family-owned and operated. We're also female-owned. Christina Tononi, our owner, her family has owned it since the inception. We're located on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, carry a wide variety of home furnishings and basically everything for every room in your home. We've got everything from living rooms to bedrooms, dining rooms, mattresses, home accessories, you name it, and you can find it at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Gotcha. And where is Atlantic Bedding and Furniture located?
7400 Rivers Avenue. Right at the intersection of Rivers and Ashley Phosphate, nice and close to I-26. We're located right next door to Petco.
Gotcha. And in past interviews for our radio show, I have mentioned that there's so many for people that are building custom homes and doing big remodel projects. There's so many showrooms in North Charleston that they'll have to visit to pick out their countertops and tile and flooring and what have you. And while you're up there, we always encourage you to stop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, because when you're redoing your space or you're building a new home, you may think that your existing furniture will work, but oftentimes it doesn't. So it makes sense, while you're spending $100 bills like they're dollar bills, why not go into Atlantic Bedding and Furniture? And you're going to get a pretty good deal there too, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have people who come in all the time with samples of the, we're putting in new flooring or we're painting this room and we want to get new furniture to update the space as well. So they bring in, all sorts of different samples of what they're doing to renovate their current home or their new one that they're building and things like that. And we always work with them to freshen up the space and revamp whatever they're working on.
Yeah. Steve, what will Atlantic Bedding and Furniture have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th?
So we've got a lot of new looks. We always bring in some of our coastal features. We love that low country vibe, that coastal design. And we've got some brand new, really nice, big Comfy is in this year. We're going to just be coming back from market in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas market is going on January 28th to February 1st. So if we look a little tired in the booth that first day, it's a little bit of jet lag. It's going to be a long weekend, long week for us before leading up into the home show. But we'll be up there raring and going. But the best part is we're going to be coming in with some fresh ideas, all the new trends, all of the new looks, the new design styles. That are going to be showing up at market in Las Vegas are going to be fresh in our heads. So, anybody who's looking for the latest and the hottest trends in furniture and home accents and design and things like that, we welcome them to stop by our booth, because we're going to have all of that just fresh in our heads coming straight from market in Las Vegas this year.
Well, that's great. That's great. And, you've got that word bedding in your name, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. You've got some of those beds in a box, right? How do those work?
Yep, absolutely. Those are great. And actually, we're really excited. We carry a number of different ones in our lineup, including Nectar and Dream Cloud and their new hybrid line as well. But I just received word actually from our regional sales rep with Nectar and Resident Home that they're actually going to be launching a new line at the market in Las Vegas while we're there. So we're going to be excited to see what's going to be coming on that side of the industry and inside that space, to see the Las Vegas market tends to be a very high bedding one as well. So we're going to see a lot of new mattresses, lineups, new mattress toppers and pillows and sheets and all that kind of stuff really tends to load out at the Las Vegas market. So it's going to be a very sleep heavy week for us there, and we're going to be excited to bring some of that stuff back to the Low Country with us.
How do those bed in a box work? Are they inflatable, or how do they manage to get them?
They're vacuum sealed, so they suck all the air out of it. They have it in the plastic, and they basically just like one of those little vacuum sealers that people use in their kitchen all the time and things like that to toss stuff in the freezers. It does the same thing to the mattress. The box is perfect. It fits in a trunk. It fits in a back seat. It's nice and easy to be able to take it home with you right from the store. We have them in stock in our showroom, so you can just toss that right in your car and take it home. And it takes usually anywhere from like 6 to 10 hours to fully off gas and inflate. You'll hear that little hissing as soon as you start to unroll it. They give you a nice little kind of like safety cutter, so you slide it along. And I mean, it pops up pretty quick right away, but usually within 4 to 6 hours, it to be almost 90% completely ready to go, and you can usually sleep on it the same night.
And those are like a memory foam kind of thing.
Some of them are memory foam, some of them are hybrids, where they will have the steel coil springs inside them as well as the memory foam. So there's a variety of different styles available. Yes.
Gotcha.
And we have them in all sizes, different comfort levels, firm ones, tight tops, plush ones, pillow tops, you name it. They all come in a wide variety of styles and sizes.
Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th and to see Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. But in the meantime, how can folks get in touch with you?
They can check us out at our website, which is atlanticbeddingandfurniture.com. feel free to give us a call at 843-530-1369 or check us out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. All sorts of great ideas for the home and the space on there as well.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Stephen Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim.
And talking to us now is Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And we're very proud to have Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air as a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design party that is happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show. The show's happening February 2nd through the 4th, and the home show party is Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. Kim, take a moment and tell everybody about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Yeah, definitely. Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air has been really fulfilling light commercial and residential plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of the Charleston area for more than 50 years. So our team provides excellent customer service and is really dedicated to ensuring our staff is informed and knowledgeable, so we're able to meet all of your commercial and residential spaces and keep them safe for you and your family and your business.
Well, that's great. That's great. Just ask you a side question. Do you know how the name Limerick came about? Is that the initials or two partners' names? Or
it is two partners. Our owner, David Miles, actually acquired, I believe, Limbakers somewhere around 2008. And then shortly after acquired Richter's Heating and Air, which made the name Limerick.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Yes. Well, very good. Well, what would you say that if you were to describe the services and some of the HVAC and plumbing equipment that Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air provides, can you describe maybe some of the brands that you folks sell and the services that you provide?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, people think we're just a plumbing and heating and air company, but what we do every day really affects, you know, the water that you drink or the air that you breathe. So the products that we install and the manufacturers that we align ourselves with are the best quality, but more importantly, it's how those products are installed in the home. So we like to think that we're really the best in the business.
Mm-hmm. Very good. What will Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th?
Well, we're very excited to be a part of the home show for the first time. We're going to have different representatives from our business, different employees from different departments to answer any questions that anyone might have. We're also going to throw in a few pretty great raffles, and we look forward to presenting our monthly Comfort Club and its benefits to anybody that's interested.
Excellent. And what would you say sets Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air apart from some of the other HVAC companies in town?
I'm definitely going to say our customer service and our customer experience. From the first initial phone call when you call Limerick to the constant communication throughout the day to the completed project, we really thrive on providing the best customer service possible. We're a company that stands behind our work, which means that we'll continue to provide the best service until the customer is completely satisfied.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, another side note, I have to tell you that I have the highest respect for heating and air technicians, because, you know, when you think about the trades out there, you know, carpentry, they learn carpentry. An electrician learns electrical.
Right.
Plumber is learning the plumbing. When it comes to heating and air, they have to, your technicians have to know the mechanical aspects of the HVAC trade. They have to know plumbing because it involves plumbing, And then they have to know the electrical end of things. So it's really quite a crossover. So I have the highest respect for HVAC technicians out there, and I'm sure you folks employ some really good people.
Yes, we certainly do.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air at the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and especially at the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday. And for the first time ever, the party is, we have free admission to everyone, and all the vendors will have catered food at their booths, and so and there will be a cash bar and a live DJ, and I think the great thing about coming to the party is I think back to my days when I bought my first house. I was so obsessed with fixing it up and everything. I would spend my Friday evenings at the home improvement store, and so a lot of young couples out there, they can make it a date night if they wanted to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show party, which is Friday, February 2nd, sponsored by Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And walk around, see all the different booths, see what kind of different food people are serving at their booths. And you never know what is going to be being served at the very next booth. So it kind of encourages you to walk around and see all the different vendors. And there'll be a cash bar, live DJ. It's a fun way to go to a home show. We hope everyone will come out and see Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. And in between that time, what's the best way that folks can get information about Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air?
Yeah, definitely. They can give us a call at 843-225-2665, or they can visit our website at www.limerick.com.
All right, good deal. And Limerick is L-I-M-R-I-C.
Correct.
Limerick.com. All right. Well, we've been talking with Kim Petros with Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air, sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show party happening Friday, February 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. Free admission thanks to Limerick Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is Kaylin Davis with Owners Incorporated, and we're very proud to have Owners Incorporated as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Kaylin?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good, good. So Owners Incorporated, that doesn't really describe what you folks do. Can you tell our listeners all about Owners Incorporated?
Absolutely. So Owners Incorporated was created, one, to help out the homeowners in need. Instead of sending people to multiple contractors and having to deal with all of that hustle, we decided to create a company that gives you everything you need with one conversation. And so the beauty of that is you call into Owners Incorporated. We've got multiple companies within our umbrella of Owners Incorporated with specialists over each one. And they are seasoned in what they do. They know they are professionals in what they do, and they can help in every single area, bring in an oasis of your backyard, home, everything that you invest in to life.
Okay. All right. So Owners Incorporated, you must have a pretty extensive network of home service providers that you folks call on once a homeowner makes one call to Owners Incorporated and says, this is the project I have or the issue I'm having. And then you, Owners Incorporated, has your network of home service providers that you then assign to go out to that homeowner's house to fix the problem?
That is correct. So originally how it starts is you get myself. So I am the sales manager for Owners Incorporated. So I made the contact, I create a relationship and get to kind of see what the vision for the project is. And then we put you in line with whatever company that matches. So if it's, you want to build a pool, well, we've got Royal Oasis and they are a partner with us. And so they will come out. We will get you squared away with whatever design you want. We can build a pool. We can build a pool house. And if it's inside, if it's a renovation, then we bring Charleston Property Renovations in, and that they are partnered with us as well. And we bring them in and get your vision, get your ideas together, and then get you a quote. And it's all done with one phone call.
Oh, great. Okay. Good deal. How long has Owners Incorporated been around?
So Owners Incorporated fully has been around for 2 years now. It started out with Palmetto Pool Daughters, which is our pool service company, and Low Country Lawn and Pools. And from there, it just kind of, it grew. So every time that we were at a house cleaning a pool, it said, hey, do you know anybody that does this? And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, I know people, but I want to be that person. And so we make sure that we are the funnel through everything that a homeowner needs. We make sure that we are the funnel, that we handle everything appropriately and with a character that will stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I recall there being another company like that. I don't think they're around anymore. And it was more or less like a subscription series, like you paid a one-time fee and that accessed you to the various services under that umbrella. Do you folks charge a subscription fee or anything?
No, sir. No, we do not charge a subscription fee. We are looking more for the long term. So we want your business repeatedly down the road. And so to do that, it can't be always a transactional thing. It's got to be a relation-based idea and concept. And so that's where we strive, and that's where we truly are different. We have open and honest conversations. We get you to the point, and we do it with a mindset that this is your investment. You're spending time and money in this, and we want to make sure that it is the easiest thing that you come across through all of the hustle and bustle and buying and building and redoing, renovating. So there's a lot that's involved in all of that. And we understand that. So we come with a willingness and an ability to help and provide and make that the easiest part of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, what will, when folks come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center, and they visit Owners Incorporated booth, what will they see?
So you'll get to see a little half of a pergola that we've built. You're going to get an idea of some of the options that we provide when you go with our pool design. So some finishes, some decking options. You're going to see some options there, as well as some handiwork from our renovation company. And you're also going to get to see some landscaping from our landscape side, some options that we provide and jobs that we've done along with pictures and just a wonderful kind of setup of what we do, what we've done, and what we're honestly growing towards. Mm-hmm. And where we're pushing our company and where we're pushing our employees to have a mindset that is, the bigger picture and understanding that relationships, that good customer service truly needs to be the key here.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we want everyone to come out and see the folks at Owners Incorporated, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. But what's the best way for folks to reach out to Owners Incorporated in the meantime?
So ownersinc.co is the best form. We're on social media, as you get to see a lot of the jobs that we're working on currently, a lot of the projects we are posting nonstop because we think interaction obviously drives a lot of business. So we like to make sure that everybody sees the full picture of what we do and not just the upfront pretty stuff. We take pride in keeping every job site clean and orderly. And so we get to show that off throughout our social medias. But ownersinc.co is the easiest way, and it takes you to every branch that we have.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Kalen Davis with Owners Incorporated. Thanks so much, Kalen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now we're talking with Jonathan Martin with Delaware Elevator Low Country, And we're very proud to have Delaware Elevator Low Country as one of the parking sponsors for the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, Jonathan?
Good, Tim. How you doing today?
Doing fine. Nobody likes paying for parking, and so we're very grateful to Delaware Elevator Low Country for being the free parking sponsor at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glad to pick the tab up on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jonathan, take a moment and tell everyone about Delaware Elevator Low Country.
All right. So Delaware Elevator Low Country is actually a partnership with the bigger company, Delaware Elevator, which is 75 years old. It's also family owned and globally known. That's for premier hydraulic residential elevators, also commercial elevators. I mean, we did the elevator in the Washington Monument and actually maintain that one currently as well. But for the Low Country info, it's me and my two brothers, Adam and Ben Martin, own it with Delaware Elevator. And what we do is we design and manufacture both standard and custom residential elevators. You know, we can do custom cabs with woods, an array of laminates and fixtures that, of course, will exceed expectations. Our team is dedicated with professionals, and like I said, we're backed with over 75 years of experience. And we have over 500-plus vertical transportation professionals, so we'll never be without employees or work. But we can provide home renovations, new builds with a quality and durable and aesthetically pleasing residential elevator that will not only make your life easier, but it will also add value to your property for years to come. Basically, it'll allow you to age in your home and bring up your value of your property as well for years to come.
Gotcha. Well, a big misconception that people have is that they cannot afford an elevator for their home. They'd be surprised. Home elevators are surprisingly affordable, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, for the longest time, it was like, oh, wow, you have an elevator in your home. But now, I mean, they're becoming more and more available and becoming the standard, especially, as we were saying, you know, people aging in their homes, and also the homes, especially in the Low Country region, being in the floodplain, everyone's up on stilts. I mean, it's nice to be able to walk right in from your car right up to the first floor, all the way upstairs. It also helps bringing groceries in as well.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
They are definitely more readily available and more cost effective for people.
Yep. And what about retrofitting an elevator into an existing home that does not have an elevator?
Yeah, we actually are able to do all that in-house. Like I was saying, my brothers and I own that company. We also own another company, Good Neighbor Contracting, which we do all the construction work. So we can come in and see what the best point of access would be for you. And, you know, if you have to rerun some wires and everything else, we have electricians that we work with, and we can just custom make anything for you. I mean, if you wanted to retrofit it, we could do an addition right off the house, so it's not very intrusive, having to cut up in the middle of your house. We'll just look for the most accessible spot that gives you the best bang for your buck.
Good deal. And does it cost any more if you have a two-story house, so you want the elevator to go from the ground level, if your house is elevated, up to the first level, and then also up to the second level where a lot of people have their bedrooms and so forth? Is it more expensive when you add those extra stops?
If it's on a new build, no, because usually what they do is they already have the hoistway kind of built, and it's just a stacked closet, and you just go in and cut the floors out, and that becomes your hoistway. And you're already paying for the cab. You're just going to add another extra 10 to 15 feet of travel. So it's really not that much in extra material. Mm. Now, it could get a little pricey depending on retrofitting something just in cost of material, because you're basically like building an addition onto the house. So the more that you have to travel and build, then yes, it'll cost more in the retrofitting. But in the grand scheme of things, as far as elevators go, no, not that much difference.
Okay.
You're already paying for the cab and everything.
Gotcha.
Your main cost for that is going to be in your cab.
Okay. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. to see Delaware Elevator Low Country and to thank them for the for picking up the tab on the free parking for the home show. But between now and then, how can folks reach out to Delaware Elevator Low Country?
They can actually call me at 843-323-1057 or just go on our website at DelawareElevator.com. They can even reach me at email at lowcountry@DelawareElevator.com. And one more thing I did want to mention, Delaware Elevator Low Country strictly does residential, but we also have a commercial branch here with the presence in, out of our Carolina department. Right now we're dealing with some of the department stores and some of the Charleston County School District, and we just landed a good contract with MUSC providing a handful of elevators for them as well.
Oh,
cool. So we're trying to get a presence here on both aspects here in the Low Country.
Well, congratulations on that. Well, we've been talking with Jonathan Martin with Delaware Elevator Low Country. We're proud to have them as the sponsor providing free parking at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
And talking to us now is George Dempsey with Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair. And we're very proud to have Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. How you doing, George?
Great. How are you?
Good. George, take a minute and tell everyone about Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair.
Yeah, thanks. We're locally owned. My wife and I own the business. This is our 10th year in business. I've been doing appliances the last 15 years, and my dad's been in the appliance business for 30 years, so I guess you can say it kind of runs in my blood. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. What are some of the brands that Preferred Appliance and Sales and Repair sells?
Yeah, we sell all your normal brands like Whirlpool, Frigidaire, GE, Samsung, LG, Maytag, all your normal brands. But we're also one of Charleston's only Speed Queen dealers.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. And what would you say sets Preferred Appliance and Sales and Repair apart from some of the other appliance stores in town?
Yeah, well, it's really in our name, Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair. So we service what we sell. So if we sell you an appliance, God forbid you end up having an issue with it. But let's face it, you know, everything is man-made, so there's a potential for an issue. If you buy it somewhere else, the box stores or anywhere else in Charleston, they will just tell you to call 1-800-Whirlpool or 1-800 Frigidaire or whatever you bought. And then you have to go through that process and get passed off to a third party warranty company. And it's just a time process that nobody really has the time for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that with them, that's the process you go through. You buy it from us. We're the warranty provider for all these brands. Give us a call, say you're having an issue. We have our own technicians. We send them out there the next day or the day after. So it's just more seamless, and it's easier to get your issue resolved a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in my experience, different appliance repair companies seem to specialize in different types of repairs, and I've contacted, I recall contacting one, and they said, no, we really don't do that or whatever. So the fact that the customer is already has a relationship with Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair seems like that would be a godsend to be able to call up your rep that sold you the appliances and ask them about it. And I imagine you might even be able to talk the homeowner through the repair at home rather than having to send somebody out.
Yeah, we could. I mean, like, you know, we'll tell them, hey, did you check this, and see if there's even a need for a service call. And that happens a good bit of times as well.
Right, right. So
yeah,
what,
just saving you time, man.
Exactly. And you hit it on the head. You know, it's one of those things. Everything breaks down at some point, and if you don't this sort of buying the appliance from the same company that might be responsible for doing the repairs, that seems like a no-brainer to be able to have that peace of mind, knowing that if something does go wrong, you know exactly who to call. So that's yeah. you got a good model there.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we're very competitively priced with everyone else. So, you know, appliances, you're typically going to have to pay $100 more or less no matter where you go. So the cost isn't really the driving factor for most people. But where we really thrive is, like I said, the service after the sale. Nobody else can offer what we offer in the low country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we just try to give the customer the best experience possible.
So what will Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th?
Okay. Yeah. We'll probably have, we're strong believers in GE, make very good appliances. We'll probably have the GE Cafe line on display, double drawer dishwashers, really, really, really nice looking appliances. And also Speed Queen. We're one of, like I said, Charleston's only Speed Queen dealers. Most people haven't heard that name in a long time, but it's just very, very good quality appliances without all the digital buttons and controls and all that craziness. And you don't hook them to Wi-Fi or nothing like that. They build them how they used to build them back in the old days, all mm-hmm. steel parts, moving other steel parts. So that's really, they have kind of like a cult-like following just because people, once they've had the newer stuff, they're like, man, all them bells and whistles, and, you know, they just want something quality like they used to build it back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They're built in the U.S.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, and they are American-made?
Yeah, built in Wisconsin.
That's
yeah.
fantastic. Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show February 2nd through the 4th, and specifically we want everyone to visit the Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair display at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we're very proud and thankful to have Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And between now and then, if someone wanted some information, what's the best way to reach out to Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair?
Yeah, you can. Thanks for asking. You can either come into our store. We got our showroom located up here in Oak Brook, part of Somerville. It's 1992 Old Trolley Road. Right. Most people know the restaurant right beside us, the Swig and Swine Barbecue Joint. So if you know where that is, we share a wall with them. If not, just give us a call, 843-970-8033, or you can just Google us on the internet.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with George Dempsey with Preferred Appliance Sales and Repair, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, George.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.